joining me now on this edition of Our Town. Chris Johnson, Athletic Director of Cayuse Law Schools. How are you doing?
Just living the dream, George.
Well, you always
living the dream.
Though,
yeah. You have to, right? Yeah. Especially in these COVID times. You got to try to find the positives in a unfamiliar territory.
Yeah. Well, you know, those are always positive. I tend to think I'm doing all right for this whole mess anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
So where are we at sports-wise? I know that, you know, I know this is one of those things where it's like, but I got people asking me all the time, you know, what's the latest? What's the latest? I know that OSAA has put out schedules, but does that really even mean anything at this point?
Well, I mean, it means something that there's a plan going forward. And I think the idea at the end of last summer was to sort of kick the can down the road, hoping that things would clear up.
But we're now down the road.
You're right down the road a little bit. So right now, we've had this conversation before, I think, where we have winter sports starting at the end of December and running until the end of February, and then fall sports from the end of February to the beginning of May, and then spring sports from May to the end of June. And that's the plan now. So what athletic directors have been doing is, you know, we spent all year last year trying to schedule all of our contests, home and away and starting times, and then we found out that those seasons were truncated. So it's basically figure out new start dates for leagues, and then we have some preseason contests, but far fewer than a normal year. That's the normal length. So we've been putting together schedules and just sort of got those kind of wrapped up. At least we do. A lot of schools are still trying to scramble to find their preseason games, and so right now that's the plan is to start playing winter sports if everything worked out well at the beginning of January. But I guess it just depends on what happens with the numbers and with the powers that be. I think December 7th, I've heard, is the day they're going to make a decision on that first season, the first season of competitive interscholastic things.
So we got about a month before
we'll see what happens. I know there's a lot of people who want kids to play, obviously we want people to be safe, but a lot of kids are missing out on healthy activities, and
well, even school is a healthy activity at this point. You know,
right. And that part, I think, I'm not Superintendent Griskowiak and our administrative team. Those guys are working so hard to try to figure out how to put this puzzle together when the pieces are constantly changing. You know, putting a jigsaw puzzle together is hard enough when the pieces don't change shapes in the middle of the puzzle.
Or when they're all turned upside down.
Right. But they're working on it. And I think that the hope is to get some it's called limited on-site instruction happening, hopefully by the second quarter, to get some kids on campus. And I think once that happens, I think the idea is, the way of thinking is, once we have kids on campus for academic reasons, then it makes more sense to be able to have kids on campus for voluntary workouts.
So you,
for athletics.
You teach as well. How is that going? How is the teaching aspect of the off-site, the virtual schooling?
Well, last spring was really rough because we were trying to figure out something on the fly, something that no one had ever really done before. Both students and teachers were trying to figure out how to navigate this distance learning model. So it did help that we had a summertime to get some training, and we had we got our feet wet in the spring. We got used to it. The kids got used to it. But last spring was such a mess in so many ways. I mean, it was just upheaval everywhere you looked. And so the kids didn't really have to do a comprehensive sort of style like they are now. So I think the infrastructure was in place for them to navigate their way through this process. But they didn't really necessarily have to be there. Whereas now we're holding the state, the ODE is holding kids accountable to be in school in a comprehensive distance learning model, CDL, which is also what you have to get to drive a truck. Two different things, but same abbreviation. So, I mean, I feel like I feel like things are a little bit more normal now. At least there's a process in place. And we're all, I mean, I was talking to my students today. It's like, listen, we're all kind of working together to figure this out as we go on the fly. But I do feel like there's been some technological advances that I've learned as an old teacher that I think I told my kids today. There's some things we're doing now in terms of how you're turning things in a Google Classroom situation where they're submitting work electronically. I don't know if I'll ever change and go back to the old way. It's pretty convenient for them, I think, once they figured it out, and for us. So, you know, we're
no
limping along.
For pencil and paper anymore.
Well, there's still a need for that. It's just, you know, there's just certain things that you normally would do that you know you can't do anymore. And so on the fly, you figure out a way to make it work. And, you know, I think teachers are pretty resilient. And I think that once the computer is on and the kids' faces are there, or their faces aren't there, but they're there behind their profile picture, you know, we know how to teach. And I'm certain, at least in my classes, instructions being delivered and kids are doing their work, and, you know, we're getting some feedback and we're moving on.
So back to sports now. I noticed looking at the basketball schedules that there is going to be some non-conference games or non-league games. Is that correct?
Correct. So typically a normal basketball season would be 24 games, but I won't get into the reasons why there's 24, not 23. So, you know, about 9 preseason games. This year there's 14 total games, so we have 4 preseason games. again, because the season used to be stretched from, you know, the beginning of November until, you know, almost March or even into March for the state tournament if we make it that far. And now we're looking at a 6 or 7 week window. So we just don't have the days to play the non-league. But we still do have some non-league games. And they're on the schedule now. We're going to play Bandon. We're going to play North Bend. And we're going to play Newport. I think there's one more. Pleasant Hill. So we do have four. We're going to play a lot of games in a row. We have about a week and a half before our league season starts. But if the governor gives us the okay to play sports indoors and to play basketball, which at this point is technically called a contact sport, then you know the 11th day of January in our gym, we'll play basketball.
Now, what's the volleyball situation now? Have you guys put somebody in place?
We're in the process. The volleyball position is opened and closed, and we're in the process of going through the procedures to hire a candidate.
Do you think you have? I mean, you don't have to tell me, but do you think you have somebody in mind?
Well, I can't. Of course, if I talked about that, I'd be pilloried. But okay. we have some good applicants, and we'll make it work. I think the volleyball team's in great shape. They bring back a lot of great players from the previous years and from last year. So I think whoever gets that job is they're in a good spot because they're some pretty experienced, pretty talented young ladies. And volleyball is such an exciting. It's exciting anyway, but it's really exciting here. It's been exciting volleyball, and our kids really like it. I don't know if there'll be people in the stands, which will be kind of weird, but we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Well, you can always watch it on TV.
That's right. That's luckily we have that Pixelot system. So whatever happens in the gym, it can be streamed automatically. People can purchase that for a pretty nominal amount of money.
All right, Chris Johnson. Hey, I hope we get a chance to maybe update with some more good news later.
Yeah, me too. Right, go Vikes. Thanks, George.
Coming up next, we'll talk with Kurt Vander Bogart with the Oregon Coast Military Museum on the Festival of Trees on the November edition of Our Town.